I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Cities around the world are preparing to ring in the new year with celebrations highlighting local cultures and traditions. One such tradition is the iconic lowering of the crystal-covered ball in New York City's Times Square during the last minute of the outgoing year, which has been televised for more than five decades. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta talks to the show's popular host.
Carrie Underwood will perform a medley of her hits just before midnight in New York's Times Square as part of ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora return as hosts. Seacrest says the crowds in Times Square are calm as they gather. Then the show starts.
They're pretty chill about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of them sit down on their blankets and they take a little bit of a break off their feet. Then you can feel it all amp up. And once we're getting into 8, 9, 10 o'clock, the excitement's crazy.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A handful of South Pacific islands, including Kiribati and Samoa, will be among the first to welcome 2025. A South Korean court issued warrants Tuesday to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and search his office and residence over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The Corruption Investigation Office for High-Ranking Officials says that the Seoul Western District Court is investigating whether Yoon's declaration of martial law amounted to rebellion. Yoon's powers have been suspended since the opposition-controlled National Assembly voted to impeach him on December 14th. The Constitutional Court is to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or reinstate him. Yoon has ignored repeated requests by investigative authorities to appear for questioning and has not allowed them to search his office. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is VOA News. The United States announced late Monday that a Tunisian man who had been held at the U.S. military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba since 2002 has been repatriated. Rita Ben Salah al-Yazidi was one of the first to be held at Guantanamo Bay, which at one point housed hundreds of detainees following the September 11, 2001 al-Qaeda terror attacks on the U.S. Yazidi was captured by Pakistani authorities in late 2001. According to Pentagon files, he was among a group of about 30 fighters who had crossed the border from Afghanistan's Tora Bora region. The Pentagon assessment said most of the group was identified as al-Qaeda operatives or bodyguards of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Yazidi was never charged with a crime and cleared for transfer from Guantanamo in 2009, but there was no agreement in place for him to be sent to Tunisia or another country. The repatriation leaves 26 detainees at Guantanamo, 14 of whom have been cleared for transfer. A tanker carrying Russian oil is being held off Finland's coast as authorities investigate damage caused to power and internet cables last week in the Baltic Sea. Finnish police said Sunday they had discovered a dragging track dozens of kilometers long on the seafloor, apparently caused by an anchor. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Finnish authorities suspect the Cook Islands registered Eagle S is part of Russia's so-called shadow fleet of aging vessels used to evade Western sanctions on its oil exports imposed in the wake of Moscow's 2022 full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin has not directly responded to accusations of sabotage. The damage to the S-Link 2 power cable and three telecom lines is just the latest in a series of similar incidents in the Baltic Sea. Authorities say it could take until August to repair the damage to the S-Link 2 cable. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The death of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter at the age of 100 has rekindled memories of his humanitarian efforts during his post-presidential years. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani tells us about Carter's work with Habitat for Humanity, the nonprofit group which builds houses for low-income people.
Jonathan Reckford is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity International.
It was a tiny organization in 1984 when President Mrs. Carter famously rode a bus up from South Georgia to spend a week sleeping in a church basement and rehabbing a tenement building on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Reckford says President Carter and his family directly contributed to the repair and renovation of over 4,000 homes in over a dozen countries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stops. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.